Friends, it's my enormous...
Am I on? I'm on.
It's my enormous privilege and joy to be able to preach a very short, non-turkey-burning sermon to you this morning. It begins with a reading. And for this reading, you only need one piece of previous information. Jesus has been born. Meanwhile, we read in Luke chapter 2, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And we praise God because we know he adds his blessing to the reading of his living and precious word. So, what about that passage? I have a simple question for you. Have you ever been really afraid? Put your hand up if you have. I have. I have had some knee-knocking moments. There are three responses to being afraid. Fight, flight, that doesn't mean get on an airplane, that just means run, and freeze. That's when you're so scared you find yourself unable to do anything. I had one of those freeze moments. It was like an episode of Scooby-Doo. I was with a police officer. We went into a house and there was a man not moving on his couch like this. And we were there in the room and we crept over to him like this. And the police officer I was with reached out to touch his neck and check his pulse. And just as he reached out, the man went and leapt upwards like this. And I remember it because both the police officer and I did exactly the same thing. We both screamed. And we did it in a specific way. We put our hands up to our faces and we each stood on one leg. We both did that. We each went and just stood there screaming. It was extremely funny. We laughed about it afterwards when we'd sort of regained our normality. And we both agreed that we wouldn't talk about it back at the station. We said, I think we can forget that one. But do you know something? If you wanted to describe incredible fear, Luke, who wrote this gospel that we've just heard a tiny passage from, does what I believe to be the richest description of fear ever written down. The NIV Bible that I read from just says, "The shepherds were terrified." In the original Greek, what Luke says is, they were afraid with mega fear. Can you believe that? They were afraid with mega fear. These guys were absolutely petrified. Poor old shepherds. And the shepherds were not alone in being afraid. Nearly every single biblical description of an angel arriving, they talk about terrible fear. Zechariah, it tells us, fear fell upon him. Mary said that she was greatly troubled and she was afraid. The tomb guards, my favorite one, at the moment of the resurrection, an angel appears and it says that the guards started trembling and then they fell as if dead. They were completely catatonic with fear. Now, angel, I'm going to tell you another Greek word, angelos. That is the word angel. It just means messenger. These are God's messengers. Go on a journey with me. If one of God's messengers can terrify you so much and make you shake to the core of your being and fall down as if get dead, if that is what one of his messengers can do, what would it be like meeting God himself? How much more would you have to turn the fear dial up? How much more would you be overawed, terrified, shaking, unable to do anything? Now this, my friends, is what's so wonderful about Jesus. Because in the Old Testament, Jesus is called Emmanuel. And in the New Testament, he is also called Emmanuel. And that means, very simply, God with us. God with us. That's the whole Christian story. The amazing Christian message. That God, the creator of all things, the all-powerful one, has chosen to take on flesh and come and be with us. In the person of Jesus. Come and be with us. And that's the message, one of the messages of this incredible little Christian story. God's done something so amazing that when the shepherds meet his messengers, they're terrified and they're in agony with fear. But when they meet God himself, we are told they come away rejoicing, glorifying, and praising God. That's incredible. God has opened the way for us to actually meet with him. A story that I love and I tell frequently was written down by Soren Kierkegaard in his Philosophical Fragments. And it's called The King and the Maiden, sometimes called The Emperor and the Maiden. It's a famous story. A mighty emperor, ruler of all he surveys, falls in love with a peasant girl. Aww. And so he has an idea. Why don't I go and visit her and proclaim my love? Then he realizes it's a rubbish idea, because as he arrives in his great big golden carriage thing and all his army and retinue, and this girl in her peasant village is all shaking with fear, and he says, I love you. What's she going to do? She can't turn around and say, well, I don't think much of you, mate. She'd be too scared. And so the emperor has a great idea. He sheds his crown, his glory, his power, his authority, everything. And he becomes a pauper, a peasant, and he moves into the village. And he hangs out with her so that she can make her own mind up if she loves him or not. And so the Bible mystery, we see that God, in all his fullness, all his glory, all his majesty, chooses to come and hang out with us. That is the Christmas message. And I want to conclude just by saying to you, read further than this tiny passage today. Look at the Gospels. Matthew is beautiful. John is mind-bogglingly wonderful. Read one of them. Spend a bit of time with the Savior of the world today. And if you haven't got a Gospel, there's a massive stack of them in the doorway. As you head out, take a Matthew's Gospel. Have it as a gift, no donation required, and get into this wonderful story that is more than a story. It's the account of God coming to be with us. By his Holy Spirit, he is with us still. Happy Christmas!